And now, Cheap Radio Theater modestly presents A Bizarre Marriage. We now join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. If anyone objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold their peace.
I object, minister.
On what grounds, old man?
Because marriage should be between a man and a woman.
Sir, I see a man in a tux and a woman in a bridal gown. Isn't that what you're seeing, old man?
Look under her dress. She has a penis.
She has a what? Well, in that case, I cannot marry these two because technically they're both men. If anyone in the audience objects to my refusal to marry these two, let them speak or forever hold their peace.
Minister, I object to the stopping of this marriage.
But old lady, same-sex marriages are illegal in this state. Why do you object to my refusal to marry a man to a man who looks like a woman?
Because the man who's dressed in a tux and looks like a man has a vagina.
Well, in that case, a woman who is dressed like a man and a man who's dressed like a woman is still a marriage between a man and a woman. So this marriage is legal. Are there any more objections? I hereby pronounce you husband and wife. Whichever they are, you may now kiss the bride, groom, whatever.
Thanks, minister, for marrying us. Why didn't the old lady request to pull down my pants?
Because nobody cares about a man with a vagina. They want to see a woman with a penis.
So, you know, we both have penises?
Don't tell anyone else. It's just a secret between us.
Thanks, minister.
And that was Cheap Radio Theater, A Bizarre Marriage.